Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have my guest, Dr. Joseph Gallenberger, who is the author of Liquid Luck, The Good Fortune Handbook. He is also the author of Inner Vagus and other books, as well as workshops. He is a clinical psychologist with a expertise in psychokinesis and manifestation, and he is a senior trainer at the Monroe Institute. So he'll probably tell us about HemiSync and other great things that they've developed there. Welcome to Temple of Health, Dr. Gallenberger.
Thank you, Doctor. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I had a kind of a rough week with the flu, but I managed to do all surgeries but one with the help of Tamiflu. So okay. I want to remind people out there that sometimes chemicals do help. So would you tell our listeners a little bit about your background and your experience with psychokinesis and your experience at the Monroe Institute?
Okay. Well, psychokinesis, first off, is the same thing as telekinesis, and it's the ability to influence physical matter reality with your energy and your intent. So things like growing seeds in your hand in 5 minutes, or bending metal or plastic with your mind, lighting light bulbs that way. Also, we affect dice and slot machines. Same energy, from my point of view, is energy healing and a real good energy from which to practice manifestation. So I worked as a traditional therapist for many years in psychology, and began after I got aware of the Monroe Institute about 25 years ago to use their technology you mentioned called HemiSync, which basically is listened to over headphones and doesn't require any particular religious belief or dogma to work. It tends to bring the brain into a whole brain state to relax a person easily, and then also can move people into very high energy or spiritual states. And in that context, working up at Monroe, I've been a trainer there now 25 years, was exploring different states of consciousness, enhanced human performance, and within that, focused on this area called psychokinesis, because that can be studied in the laboratory, and indeed is by many universities, and under very carefully controlled situations. So we can really see what's going on there. And from my point of view, it's been proven to be real. And then I wanted to kind of get a black belt in that. So I used Las Vegas as my playground, because the dice and slot machines and all, we know the statistics on those. And I could see if I affected those on a consistent basis that something real was going on. So I started experimenting there, and then brought other people out for workshops. I think we're due in June to do our 80th workshop out there in this area called Inner Vagus Adventure. So I wrote Inner Vagus book and then Liquid Luck book.
Yeah, I had an experience in Vegas on the craps table. I can't remember exactly now, but what are the two things that you roll in craps that will take you out? There's two.
If you roll a 7 at the wrong time, it will, but also on the very first roll, a 2, 3, or a 12 would take you out.
Well, I rolled, whatever it was, I rolled it 12 times, and it came up, and I didn't crap out then. You know, it was and it was an amazing thing. And I think I was harvesting that psychokinesis power there. I know I was very calm, and I just was really in an altered state of consciousness when I did it. But I know that they sent people down, because people appeared behind me to break the energy.
Okay.
And I think that's one of the techniques they use, isn't it? That they send...
Most good houses won't mess with you. They like winners. They will, if something looks very unusual statistically, they will, send people to watch and make sure nobody's cheating and the game is running fairly.
Yeah, I think it was a 7 and 11 or something like that. I can't remember the exact. It was many, many years ago, but that was probably my first experience with psychokinesis and energy, and you know, demonstrating that it could be real. I wasn't even really aware that I was doing anything, though. I was just I knew that I was in a very altered state of consciousness when it happened. And of course, I was not betting. I mean, I didn't bet at all. I was just rolling the dice, and other people were betting. And I think that helps, because you have no, I don't know, you can stay in the energy state when the fear cannot come in. And that's what you say in your book, that the fear of losing will break the energy cycle.
Yes, so, you know, in workshops, of course, we're, first of all, betting very small amounts of money just as a fee.
Right.
Device. And we work through meditation techniques and other things to increase the amount of love flowing around the table and mm-hmm. in the person and the positive energies. And that tends to extinguish the fears that might be naturally there or the jitters. And then once we're, you know, and not in an ego state, but rather in an open-hearted state, that's when the miracles occur, if you will.
Now, have you experienced many people who have psychokinesis abilities when they're angry and that they can't control them well?
That I have experienced some of that, but it seems very rare. Anger as an emotion within that tends to be a bit self-limiting, but when mm-hmm. you move into creating poor health for yourself or manifesting a string of lousy relationships or poor jobs, there you can see some people in a lifelong pattern where they're doing what we call negative psychokinesis, because they are mm-hmm. affecting things, but there's so much fear and negative emotion in their system that the results tend to be very consistently negative.
I had a roommate who was a Marine fighter pilot, and whenever he got angry, things would fly off the wall. You know, things would crash in the house. It was very interesting. He didn't get angry often. It wasn't that he was an angry person. He was actually a very spiritual person. But if he did get angry, the psychokinesis would occur. And he knew it. I mean, he knew that he was doing it, but he didn't quite know how to control it.
Yeah.
It was just interesting because I lived in the house with him, and of course he would come fix whatever was broken, which was good. But I had like pictures fly off the wall. Like he was on the phone. We had a mutual spiritual teacher that we were learning, you know, all channeling and spiritual healing, spiritual topics from, and he was angry at her one time, and one of my pictures flew off the wall. It was just very interesting.
Yeah.
Stuff
can happen.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about your meditation that you go through in Liquid Luck and the various components and how you get into the altered state of consciousness that is part of the meditation.
Yeah, so the HemiThink is probably the biggest brand name that's been studied for more than 40 years of a particular phenomena called binaural beat, where a different tone is placed in each ear, and the brain goes into the difference between the tones and kind of synchronizes the hemispheres and gets one out of the left brain ego state, and then it allows more of a heart-based and high-energy state. So the binaural beats are used in the Liquid Luck meditation. There is verbal guidance, and we're using an image of first with the binaural beat helping people to relax really well and open up, then to imagine a container in front of them or a vial of sparkling liquid, and into there putting energies such as happiness, gratitude, feeling abundant, feeling compassion for all people and beings, so that takes you out of ego, feeling praise for what's in the world, and feeling lucky. And then whenever you want to have a lucky day where everything goes according to plan or even better with lots of synchronicity, you just imagine taking a sip of this energy drink that you've made during meditation. And with that, within hours of the release of the CD exercise, we got reports of people selling houses in an hour that have been on the market for months, folks getting jobs who had been jobless, winning lotto tickets. One lady had been looking for a four-leaf clover for 70 years and found one within the hour after listening. Different things like that. So the stories came in so wonderfully that I ended up doing a book called Liquid Luck, The Good Fortune Handbook, that expands on why the meditation works so well and why those principles such as happiness and gratitude and abundance are important, and some continued exercises to increase those. So the whole Liquid Luck came about trying to summarize 20, 30 years of experience in this psychokinesis and manifesting area down to something where people could get a taste of it in the result within less than an hour's time. And so that was the mission that caused the Liquid Luck CD to be developed, and I was real pleased to see how successful it was at doing what it was intended to do.
Have you ever suspected that this walking and meditation with these good energies that you just described is actually our natural state of being, and that just because we're kind of immersed in a negative energy system in the third dimension, kind of almost caught down here with all of the electromagnetic interference and the negative energies that seem to surround us, especially if you listen to the evening news, do you ever suspect that this is maybe our natural state and we're just trying to get back to it?
I very much think this is natural. I'm not sure whether it's three-dimensional. In three-dimensional, we have freedom of choice. And and so we could choose to live in a beautiful place in nature, surrounded by wonderfully elevating friends, turn off the nightly news, etc. And in fact, know many people who do that and they live in a very high energy state here. But you're right, if one just sort of succumbs to the general culture of fear, then it's likely we're going to be vibrating, let's call it, at a low level, and in that subject to all the hassles thereof. But I think best I can tell, the psychokinesis stuff is very natural and yet is very sensitive to any ego or any self-consciousness, so that it would be like, Susan, for me, falling asleep is natural. But if you said to me, fall asleep in the next 20 minutes on television in front of a million people, I probably couldn't do it. All of a sudden,
right.
I'm self-conscious and feel pressure.
Yeah,
so
right. That's true.
The problem in life a lot of times is, say, if you're out of work and money's tight, now you're under pressure. And then
right.
to manifest a good situation for yourself is tough because your survival mode is kicked in. So the workshops and CDs and things are designed to slip under those kind of things, to transcend them, so for at least a little while someone can break free of that and be in a high energy state. And we're able to do that pretty successfully.
Yeah, I like your part in the book where you tell people, would they be willing to change their hand, their poker hand, just randomly for someone else on the planet when so many people on the planet might be starving or living in poverty or, living with disease. And, most of us wouldn't be willing to change our hand just randomly because we actually are on the better end of things.
Yeah.
And that thought process really does help you go into gratitude. You don't really understand how good you have it until you see other people in extreme pain, in extreme relationship challenges, financial challenges. We don't tend to appreciate what we have until we see what others are going through.
Yeah, so it's an always wonderful thing to volunteer your time with those less fortunate, to be generous.
It is.
Some way, not only because it's helpful to them and elevates you, but it sure puts things in perspective, and that can allow you to feel more gratitude about how things are going. That said, there are people, of course, in rough situations. Some don't show on the surface, such as clinical depression, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is there's ways out of it now that most people can take advantage of if they know about them and can be helped without, you know, 4 years of psychotherapy and all of that. You know, was a therapist, I think therapy is very appropriate at times, but there are also other ways to really elevate energy that can work in many situations.
That's true. And, you know, just the HemiSync technology in itself, I think, has been shown to be beneficial in, you know, anxiety and depression, has it not?
Yes. As a therapist, I use those. We do studies now with vets with PTSD. There's Monroe Institute has a professional division that for ongoing for, I don't know, the last at least 20 years has been showing how to use these things clinically to help mm-hmm. in many circumstances move things along a lot quicker than, say, traditional talk therapy alone might do or drugs might do.
Right. I want to mention something I saw in a patient last weekend. It's a college student who had never had a history of anxiety, and she was taking a course in an older building in a university, and developed severe anxiety and was put on, you know, the usual drugs. And she was actually coming to me because she ran out of the drugs and really needed them to study and to pass her exams. And when I muscle tested her, I found out that there was mold in the building that she was exposed to. And she kind of knew it was that building because she got really anxious before she went into the building, you know, and then once she was in the building, had the panic attacks. And so mold exposure alone in the 25% of the population that can't get rid of the biotoxins can cause severe anxiety. And so I think people don't really realize that, and maybe avoiding environments with mold, if you're in that category, would be one treatment of anxiety. So that shows you that a physical agent, a biotoxin, can create a so-called psychological condition, which isn't psychological at all. It's physical. The biotoxin inhibits GABA. So I treat her with Welbetix, which gets rid of the biotoxin. It's something that pulls it out. And then Gabitrol, which has GABA and cofactors, to replace the neurotransmitter that's deficient. So it's just interesting to
sure.
have discovered that. But,
yeah, I look
you
at
know.
Most of it. It's very difficult ever to say, well, this is physical, this is mental. They all
mm-hmm.
intertwine and interact at an instant's notice. You know, if you have positive thoughts, it affects your physicality, immune system, the same for negative. And if your system's off, then your thinking is likely to go off as well. So it's good to treat things as a whole person, that's for sure.
Yeah, Doris Rapp, I interviewed her on the radio show, and she has pictures in her book of children in mold-infested schools. And when you look at them, they have really dark circles under their eyes, and they look horrible. I mean, they look like they're just in suffering. And then when she shows their handwriting, it's all, it's just completely incomprehensible. And then she shows the same child in a mold-free environment, and they look normal, and their handwriting is absolutely okay. And it's just incredible. And then to understand that many of our schools have mold, you know, that's, you know, because they don't have real good, you know, ability to clean up the mold from the water intrusion problems. So it's just something that a lot of people don't know about, but it can affect people physically and psychologically, and it is treatable. You know, it is curable. So, but anyway, I treat mold and breast implants, so that's why I discovered all of this. So, would you like to tell us a little bit more about you have a course in manifestation, is that right?
Yes, it's called Sync Creation, like the word synchronize.
Uh-huh.
HemiSync and the word creation. And after doing the Inner Vegas Adventure work and finding, in fact, we can create our reality, I wanted to see how far we could go. So the Vegas Adventure is a 3-day program and occurs in Vegas and Casino. So instead, we went over to Monroe Institute, which is a beautiful facility in the mountains of Virginia, had a six-day program we called MC Squared, or Manifestation and Creation Squared, where we mm-hmm. worked with this metal bending and growing seeds in hand and lighting light bulbs with their energy, healing circles. In fact, I just got back yesterday from one of those workshops, and that was wonderful, but it's a graduate program, so one has to take Gateway first, 2 weeks away from home, those kind of things. So we wanted a home study version to give people real depth information, individual coaching on how to clear negative patterns in the emotions or belief, how to raise energy using these psychokinesis tasks I mentioned, that feedback that you're doing it right. And so Sync Creation, the home study, came out probably about 10 years ago, and it's been real popular with people, you know, starting whole new lives in whole new businesses, soulmates, reversing health issues, what have you. So we've been real pleased with that. But that's our most in-depth program, if you will. Comes with lots of individual hemi-sync, all those psychokinesis tasks I mentioned, and again, personal mentoring, so people can look at things that might not even be very conscious to their mind that is in the way of having them be all they could be at this point.
Would you like to give the contact information if people are interested in that course and the other things we're talking about?
Sure. So that word, SYNC, S-Y-N-C, and then the word creation, C-R-E-A-T-I-O-N. So synccreation.com will take you there. But also, since we mentioned Liquid Luck, liquidluckbook.com. Also, if that's easier to remember, so Liquid Luck would be take you there. Pretty much, if you do a search on me, Joe Gallenberger, all this stuff will come up as well.
Now, you have a chapter on synchronicity. Actually, it's called Synchronicity, Serendipity, Timing, and Trust. What do you make of, I guess it's, you know, increased energy states that we're in, that then synchronicities start to happen? How do you explain that?
Yes, so the way the Liquid Luck is designed would be to increase synchronicity, this idea of just the right thing happening at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Einstein and Carl Jung, the psychologist, both felt things might be able to be related by meaning, not just cause and effect. Serendipity, that word means that not only does the synchronicity occur, but you have the wisdom to take advantage of it. And so I think what happens is when we're in much higher energy, we're much more in touch with spirit. And in that communication linkage, as we put out our energy for whatever we want plus something better, the universe can really come in there and support us. And so, you know, people get messages, of course, and during guidance. In synchronicity and serendipity, often those messages are exteriorized. So it's a sign out there in the, you know, in nature or whoever calls you. So it's a fun way to go through life, you know, so that, for example, even with Liquid Lock, the development of that, I wanted to do this exercise in a different way than I've worked with before with other companies. And just had a hunch to call a guitar company in town, a guitar store, and they indeed knew somebody who had a beautiful sound lab. I went there. They indeed knew who would be best to produce the CD. The whole thing took only one take to voice it.
Mm.
And basically the product was out in 2 weeks. With no hassle and making some friends along the way. That would be an example of synchronistic living, if you will, where things mm-hmm. fall into place and you follow them. It's real exciting. You got need to keep your energy up, keep out of fear. But another example, I wanted to take my wife to Paris. I love the city. She had never been, and I put that thought out And by the end of the day, had an email, would you like to train in France? Thought, yeah, that'd be cool, and I'd like to go for a class round trip for free. By the end of the day, I also had first class tickets by a guy who became a real nice business partner. And the this or something better, we had a wonderful time, but it resulted in more than a dozen workshops in Europe, including one in Germany where we helped heal some of the effects of the Holocaust for the people in the group, and another one in Cyprus where we helped heal some of the conflict there between the Turks and the Greeks. So lots of good things happening maybe that weren't in the original plan. And, you know, that's where what we're aiming for. Some people say PK is affecting matter with your mind. To me, the mind is just the steering wheel. It sets intent, but the car goes nowhere without gas. And the highest gas would be the highest of heart love energy that you could develop. So we really emphasize that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, what would you recommend for someone who has recurrent feelings of, say, fear of cancer or fear of, you know, loss of a spouse, or, you know, some fear that is not totally irrational, but yet just plagues them? You know, I'm sure as a psychotherapist, you've had people come in with these problems.
Well, the first thing would be to get the whole general level of anxiety down as low as you can. And so the Hemisync meditation CDs are very helpful for that. In 20 minutes, many people burst into tears, say, I haven't been this relaxed in 20 years. Once the anxiety is lowered, then you can see where those signals are coming from for a specific fear. You know, I think it would be worth also exploring in meditation and talking about it. Say if in your family four people have died of cancer or whatever, you begin to see the origin of the fear.
Yeah.
And then there are specific exercises, even on the website I gave you, syncreation.com, one called Abundance Tree, designed to work with fear. So on the website, it's in writing, kind of complicated, going into a meditative state. And imagining these fears is almost like dead branches. And then imagine yourself feeding them through a wood chipper and changing their energy back into fresh new energy that you could use for your abundance. Those kind of imageries, when you're in a deep meditative state, can be very healing of fear. So quite a bit a person could do. Then also, you know, fear is kind of a head thing. You're afraid of the future, worried about the past. And so moving into body things, walking, beautiful nature, listening to good music, volunteering your time with other people, things that would get you out of your head, into your heart, into beauty, will tend to bring the system back into balance also. You know, you're more on the physical end. You know, there is some evidence that some supplements and things can be helpful to help a person relax. And, you know, a lot of people even know a good cup of tea at the right time, tea and talk with a friend can help.
Yeah, I think a lot of what gets me through crisis is just listening to the inner voices telling me what to do next. It's a series of guidances. Like I said, I had, I think six surgeries, difficult surgeries too, scheduled last week. And I followed my guidance using the harmonic quad, which kills viruses, using Tamiflu. I became very alkaline, you know, taking a lot of buffer pH alkaline water, vitamin C. And I would just follow the guidance step by step, often not doing things I would normally do, like drink coffee or even eat. I didn't eat much this week. But, you know, usually when you have the flu, you're down for a week. And I just couldn't do that because everybody's coming in from out of state. You know, they're all very ill. And I ended up rescheduling one surgery that I just couldn't do because it was the third surgery on Tuesday. But as a result, I have hundreds of people praying for me right now because they put it out on the website that I was ill, and I think the prayers help as well. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank everybody for that. Sure. But, you know, you just, when you are in crisis mode, you just have to follow your individual guidance about what to do, you know, and what order to do it in.
Be very helpful, and
yeah.
Sometimes, again, in fear, people have trouble hearing guidance over their egos or the noise
right.
in the system, and that's, you know, folks, if they haven't tried something like the binaural beat technology, I'd sure recommend it. I know, for example, I got a phone call that my brother had committed suicide. This is many years ago. And mm-hmm. I then had to tell my parents, which was a very tough call.
Yeah, right.
And afterward was very agitated and laid down with, put the hemi-sync on myself and my wife. And it mm-hmm. calmed us down enough that our positive state extended to the family when we got there. We had to fly up to meet the family. And mm-hmm. it helped everybody just calm down. So if you're cycling through, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God kind of stuff, these kind of things can help. I sure, you know, agree with the prayers. When I went up to do MC Squared this week, it's a 6-day program, 18-hour day as a trainer, and I got there and the other trainer had the same thing. Sounds like we had what you had. Most of the people in North Carolina have this 3-week thing hanging on. And we followed her intuition, used a lot of the energy work, and got through pretty well. So the key is not to get just stuck in the cycle mm-hmm. of I feel like crap, and so now I don't even pay attention. And now I have a car accident, or now this happens, or now that happens.
Right, yeah.
But at times when you are down, to spend the extra time like you did, listening to the intuition, raising your mm-hmm. energy best you can. And then there's another day, right?
Yeah, I feel much better today. But, yeah, you know, it's just hard when, you know, you so many people are depending on you and you don't have your normal energy. It's just hard. But anyway, made it through.
Good. Yeah. So the folks are interested in this stuff. Couple things I mentioned. You know, people go, well, gee, if psychokinesis is real, why doesn't everybody do it, and why don't scientists know about it? And in mm-hmm. fact, about 97% of scientists now in surveys say they think this is possible. Mm-hmm. But there is a group of debunkers. And there's a particular organization. They refuse to do any studies, and they refuse to look at anybody else's data, yet they pronounce this stuff as bunk. There's a good mm-hmm. book by Chris Carter, Science and Psychic Phenomena, Fall of the House of Skeptics. It talks about the politics behind this. And it's a strange coalition of people who are atheists and don't want anything besides materialism, and folks mm-hmm. that are fundamental and think this is of the devil.
Right.
So you get this strange combination there. But if people will look at the data, there's really good books out there showing the results of this stuff. I think it will shift them to go, wow, I have more power than I thought I did to affect my environment, to create my reality. And I think that's important now in our culture. You know, we're facing some elections that will be determined by either love or fear, and then mm-hmm. we all have to live with the outcome. So my goals, I guess, are broader than the individual person as well. I see this learning about all you can do with your energies, if they're correctly aligned, really can help us create a much more peace-loving, effective society. So that's my hope.
Yeah, I actually interviewed Chris Carter on this radio show several years ago. I think it might have been the book before that one. But I wanted to mention William Tiller's work, where he had experienced meditators, who I believe Norm Shealy and his wife were one of them, and did experiments changing pH of water at a distance in a Faraday cage. So that was a very, William Tiller's a chemist and very scientifically oriented. The study was had great controls, and the pH changes were remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're doing some exciting work now. There's a woman who did four-way double-blind and repeated in other universities with bacteria, where they give bacteria antibiotics. They know the set rate that bacteria will die at, say, 2 hours.
Right.
And using the energy healers around there, they're able to keep the bacteria alive for more than a day. So, you know, the bacteria are nice in that they're a living system, but yet they're not so subject to placebo effect and other complications that humans bring in.
Right,
but
yeah.
Some of the experiments now are very elegant, clean, and quite powerful in their results.
Yeah. Well, you call your book Liquid Luck. I just wanted to ask a little bit about your concept of luck. You know, some people go around saying they always have bad luck. Other people, like myself, I tell people I'm a double Sag. I'm naturally lucky. You know, astrology has lucky signs like Sag. And one of the interesting things in astrology is that in previous lives, people who are Sagittarius in this life, in a previous life, sacrificed their life for another. So therefore, in this life, they're very lucky. So isn't that an interesting understanding of maybe where the luck comes from?
Yeah.
But how would you describe luck? Yeah.
Yeah, it's something, you know, luck can be an insult, you know, when somebody says to you, oh, you were just lucky.
Right, yeah.
And so part of liquid luck is to really get a person to feel it's okay to be lucky. Folks that believe in just Newtonian physics, they feel there is no luck, and when people feel lucky, they say it's just probability taken personally, if you will.
Right. Magical thinking.
Yeah, yeah. So we're coming from a quantum physics idea where we don't feel this is a random process, that you do create your good fortune that we then could call luck. Usually there's preparation needed and some courage to act at a time when, you know, maybe you hear the word Starbucks and you get a little intuition that, that's interesting, and you go and you, this is from my life, went to a broker and they looked it up and said, oh, somebody's going to start a company making coffee and never buy it.
Right.
And now, if I followed it, I would have been very lucky. People would have
said, yeah, that's right.
You were in the first week Starbucks, you know, was born. But it would have been luck plus the guts to act.
Right.
If you will. And that luck that I just heard that conversation really looks like one of those synchronicities we talked about.
Yeah.
So we're creating what often looks like luck. It looks like if we're in the right energies, then the goodness of the universe streams toward us in many, many forms, through people, angels, God, and other kinds of ways. And when that happens, then it becomes almost a habit for some people. They feel lucky, so they become luckier, and then they are luckier still. We've had somebody win 5 major lotteries. The odds of that are quadrillion to one.
Really?
Another fellow that got struck by lightning 7 times, which is supposed to be something like only would happen with 10 to the 28th power, you know, 10 followed by 28 zeros by chance.
Right.
So he's on the other side. So the trip
he's off, pretty lucky he didn't die, though.
Yes. Well, it's funny. You know?
That's the other thing.
Right. There was another fellow I really like looking at. He escaped death 7 times in accidents that killed others. He fell out of a train. He fell out of a plane, all kinds of things. And then he won $1 million. And people call him the luckiest man in the world for cheating death so many times. And he said, I never thought I was lucky to survive the brushes of death. I thought I was unlucky to be in him in the first place. So
right.
It's effective in luck, too.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
and,
true.
It's fun that you can kind of begin to, quote, make your own luck, might be one way to put it. But first, look at how you react to a phrase like if somebody said, oh, you're just lucky. Does that sound like an insult or a praise?
It sounds like a praise to me.
Yeah, then
I've always been lucky, you know, and I think, you know, it brings up the saying, you know, I don't just believe in miracles, I'm counting on them, you know.
And we teach that, and you know, that we're in miracle space all the time. You just have to look at the miracle of the human hand right in front
of you. That's right.
And in that kind of space, then other miracles are easy to help create.
Yeah, and we were talking about this the other week when we were talking about manifestation. You can't be too narrow when you think about what you want, because things may come into your life that you never even thought about. So you need to leave it open-ended.
Yeah, we do.
And not
get very specific in terms of that wide open hope with a child, you know, for a particular toy or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But then release that into this or something better, and release it into knowing that everything is fine already. So it's a combination of having some vivid ideas that you'd like to bring into reality, but not holding them tightly. They're just the catalyst. Get the energy going, and then maybe instead of going to Paris, you end up going to France or England or some other place and having something even better happen. But you started the process by having a nice, vivid, gee, I'm really like this.
Right.
And to expand, you know, we're tight in our beliefs. There was a fellow, he wanted a job, but not having much luck getting it. And said, what would you really like? And he said, John, well, I think I'd like to work about 2 months a year out in beautiful weather surrounded by pretty girls. And we said, okay, well, put that out in meditation. And he did. And the person he knew slightly from high school took him out to lunch twice, paid for lunch, sold him his business, which was an advertising boat on the northern shore of the U.S., and pretty girl drove the boat with ads for local restaurants on one side of the boat, Coca-Cola on the other. By the end of the year, he had three boats and a Lexus, and the season was 2 months a year.
That's right.
So most people, as soon as you say job 2 months a year, they laugh. And that's, you know, they can't conceive of something that nice for themselves. And until you can conceive it, it's tough for it to happen. So we... you know, we have a lot of phrases. You know, somebody, we've had instant healings, but most people are carrying around nothing good comes easy, no pain, no gain.
Right.
Phrases like that that would be in the way. So with the home study sync creation with Lick of Luck, we're trying to get past all that programming so a person could move into their unlimited potential. And once they've had some positive experience, then that feeling of what they have its potential really expand.
That's very true. Well, can you give your contact information one more time?
Sure. Liquidluckbook.com is one way, and the main website is Sync, S-Y-N-C, Creation, C-R-E-A-T-I-O-N, creation.com. Love to hear from people there. There's lots of free articles on the website on how to do PK, energy healing, manifesting, those kind of things. And, any way we can be of help, we'd like to be.
Well, we've got a few more minutes left. Would you like to give any words of wisdom to the listening audience, things you've learned and would like to share?
Sure. I have a sign on my office door here that I'm looking at that actually I created this expression and somebody then put it on a physical sign and sent it to me. I try to look at it many times a day and live my life by it. And the phrase is, fear is expensive, love is priceless, choose wisely.
That's
fear
great.
Fear is expensive, love is priceless, choose wisely. And
right.
So mainly, you know, all day long, if you're looking at, am I voting for love or am I voting for fear? That can be a great guide.
I have a sign here that says, argue for your limitations and they are yours.
Yes.
Something quite similar.
Yeah. And so again, again, I really feel we're miracle workers living in a miraculous world. And we can really shape our futures, and I'd love to see us doing that. I have a newborn. She actually just had her first birthday, our first grandchild and daughter. And
great.
I'd like a great world for her, as we all would for our kids and our grandkids. So let's get moving, you know?
Right. That's true.
And I think, you know, the potential's there, and 99% of the people I meet are a great heart, some of the most spiritual. Sometimes what they're missing, if they're struggling with health or finances or relationships, is they're not grounded. They're not.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, they're not feeling like they're fully here, because it can be a rough planet to be on. And so find something, some way to fully be here. Find a way to hold the fact that there are positive and negatives. You know, it's a polarity system. But even in, say, a real negative like war, you can find courage, self-sacrifice, loyalty. And so look for the good that it makes you, because it'll make you feel like you want to be here. If that's hot chocolate, showers, beauty of nature, classical music, rock music, who cares? As long as you feel great about being here, then from the here and now, you'll have the opportunity or the power to change things the way you'd like them.
One of my observations, I spent 13 years in the Air Force, and one of my observations taking care of many of the troops that were coming back is that there's nowhere quite as easy to practice your intuition as in war, especially in certain jobs. You can imagine being on patrol in Iraq. You know, you've seen the pictures and, you know, the movies that have come out recently.
Yeah.
What an amazing opportunity to really hone your intuition.
Yeah,
and that's what, I mean, the troops are saying that. That's why they want to go to war, because they want to practice that. That's why they're drawn to it. So that's one, I mean, not that war is to be condoned, but that's one example of what really you can practice during war.
Yes. It's, folks that are police officers.
Right. Same thing.
A lot of things now that it'll activate that intuition strongly. But then, too, you could also say, well, I'm going to start being a day trader, or I'm going to go into a mall or a grocery store, and I'm going to really put my intuition out who I could help the most.
Right.
And, so I have friends that go through airports all the time. Most people, their energy is kind of eaten up by that. And they leave the airport higher than when they went in, because they're in there activating their intuition the whole time in there. Who could I help the most today?
Right.
So war is one way, but we got better ways.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. That's true.
But we have to accept things as they are. And right now there is.
Right.
If you just say, oh, this isn't the planet for me, there's been a mistake. you won't be grounded enough to really create the kind of life you could have here.
Right. Yeah, you can't concentrate too much on the negative, or else it does bring your energy down. We just have about five more minutes left, but would you like to talk a little bit about the Monroe Institute and how people can take advantage of the programs there?
Sure. I'd be happy to. To me, Monroe is unique in the world in that you can go there and explore your own consciousness in a very supportive environment with no dogma. Don't have to believe any particular religion. I've been there with shamans and Buddhists and atheists and Republicans and Democrats and people from all over the world. They have programs in local communities through their outreach around the world. And then, as I mentioned, their campus is in Virginia, and most of the programs there are 6 days. You go up, listen to a lot of this hemi-sync over headphones, very well-trained trainers, and they have programs. Their premier one is called Gateway. It was one of the most profound weeks of my life when I took it. Gets you going with the meditation tools, and then things like MC Squared that I developed around this manifestation, healing PK stuff. They have programs on other life experiences, one called Timeline to See Your Other Lives or Past Lives. many different programs, probably 20 or 30 now. But what's in they have in common is you will be loved, respected, fed well, and meet really interesting people from all over the world that have interests similar to yours. So it's a wonderful place to go. Their website is monroeinstitute.org instead of .com.
So okay,
monroeinstitute.org, and it's worth exploring that as well.
Yes, I've always felt, I've always wanted to go to the Monroe Institute. I was actually invited there after interviewing one of the leaders there, but I really should take advantage of that.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful place. As soon as I've got to get doctors and, medical and surgery doctors to meet this demand that we have. I was on the doctors 3 weeks ago talking about mold and breast implants, and we have about 100 patients waiting for surgery. So once I get this quagmire, which is probably why I got sick, once I get this quagmire of patients trying to come in to get well handled through a nonprofit we're doing and getting the doctors in here that can be trained, I'm going to take advantage of that. I hope to meet you up there.
That
would
be fun.
I would love to go.
Yeah, I go up about and train there about 8 to 10 weeks a year. But there's programs going. They do about 60 week-long programs a year there.
Mm-hmm.
They have two facilities. One was Bob Monroe's old house, made into mm-hmm. a retreat center, and then the original retreat center there.
Right.
You'll have a good time.
No, I would. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a delightful conversation, and I'm definitely going to get the CDs and practice your meditation. I think it's a really good one to do.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me on. It's been my pleasure as well.
Well, thank you. Well, we've been interviewing Dr. Joseph Gallenberger, his book Liquid Luck, The Good Fortune Handbook, talking about the Monroe Institute and the varied programs there. Next week, we're going to be interviewing Nikki Scully on the Union of Isis and Thoth, and then the next week, David Lewis on Saint Germain on Advanced Alchemy, and Marie Fargolis on Angels the week after that. This is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Please join us next week.